9th parak of Bava Basra, Mishnah Vav, 6th Mishnah. Shriv Meira. Person who is sick and he's concerned that he may die. The Chachamim gave him the ability to give away all his possessions. If he gives away all his possessions, then we see that he's serious about his thoughts, and it takes effect without a kinyan, and if he gets healthy, he can change his mind. If he only gives away part of his property, it does not apply. The Shulman Rashi calls of kol nechaz of lechem, if he gave away all his nechazim to others, but shia karka kolshu, he left out one piece of karka, and others, after everything said and done, he did not give away everything. Matnosa kayemes, and matana is kayim. What does it mean, kayim? Over here means, so first of all, it's talking about kayim. It means if he got healthy afterwards, the matana is intact, and we're saying that it's talking about a case that a kinyan was made. So because if he didn't give all his property away, he has to make a kinyan. Once he made the kinyan, it's binding, he cannot change his mind. But if he gave away everything, he doesn't have to make a kinyan. And also, if he gets up and he's healthy again, that removes the matana. He didn't write in the document there is a shchim mira, so he wrote a shtar maton. Who am a shchim mira? And he said he's a shchim mira, and the mele he can change his mind when he gets up, it gets better. Hey, Marim Bari Hoya. He says they say no. What are you talking about? You were a healthy person, and the maton is binding. Talk Rabbi Raya shi shchim mira. Dear Rabbi Meir, Meir says that he has to bring a raya. There was a shchim mira. Why? Because right now we see that he's healthy. Who says that he was not healthy before? He's the owner of the property. You want to say that you bought it till you prove that he was not that he was healthy at the time of the matana. He has the right to claim that he was a shrimira, and once he gets healthy, the matana is off.